A novel family-orientated Gaelic football tournament was unveiled this week in Tyrone. Organised by the Drumrah Sarsfields Club, Clash of the Clans, penciled in for the end of July, will feature teams of family members going head-to-head in what could be turning out to be a thrilling inter-county competition. The format is simple. Players must be related to one another. But with the McGoldricks of Derry, the McGurdies of Antrim and the McMahons of Tyrone already keen to participate, the competition has taken on a life of its own. Eddie O'Kane and Firstie Cahill McLaughlin are stalwarts of the Sarsfields Club.
A great initiative is right. And it's a bit of crack and brings everybody together again. People maybe never played football maybe in this last, maybe 10, myself haven't played in 10 plus years. But now it's a chance to get back and have a bit of crack and meet a lot of players that we've played down the years now.
You can be assured of plenty of rivalry and plenty of crack as well. But as Eddie O'Kane suggests, there's more to the competition than just football.
Yeah, well, we're aligned with the John McGurr Fund, the fund which was recently launched by Sally O'Brien's in memory of John McGurr, who is a great friend both of our own club of GA within the locality and indeed within the county. And also motor neurons disease. Other members and family members of our own club have been also affected by that disease. So it's great, I think, you know, again, at a time of the year towards the end of July, whenever the competitive football has taken a break, that we can introduce, you know, this sort of novelty element, but also, you know, with a, you know, very important charitable cause.
The competition, driven on by the Tyrone Club, fully endorsed by County Chairman Kieran McLaughlin.
Marvellous to see, Paddy, especially when the GA is all about the family, and this event was just for the families of the GA throughout Tyrone and further afield. It'll be a great event for them, and hopefully everything will go very well over the weekend.
It's a chance too, says the County Chairman, for players who haven't played in some time to get involved in the sport again as part of the Recreation Football Initiative launched recently by the Ulster Council.
Well, certainly, Paddy, there gets a stage where there's players maybe just aren't making their club reserve team, and those players are the players of recreational football, is for players that aren't getting regular football, as well as for the players who want to go out for a wee bit of enjoyment. And of course, you have those who are maybe past playing regular adult football, so there's an opportunity there for all those people to get involved through their clubs.
Club rivalries, though, says organiser Terry Keyes, will be in the back burner. This is all about families, and Eddie O'Kane has confirmed interest from several key families involved in Ulster football.
We've had a lot of interest now already. 26 teams have entered, but you know, province wide we're getting interest from such renowned families, the McGurdies in Antrim, McGuckians, Quinns, Canavans, Gormleys in Carrickmore, you know, so there's a widespread interest.
But if you miss out this year, don't be too disappointed, because this competition is set to last.
We hope now that this is an inaugural year, and that next year we'll get bigger and better, Nick, and we'll have probably more teams coming in and getting involved. That'll be our aim, Nick, and to raise probably more money and more awareness of the charities that we're working for.
And indeed, one of those charities, as we mentioned earlier, is the John McGurr Fund, set up of course earlier on this year in memory of John McGurr, who was a great stalwart supporter of all things sporting in this part of the world. His son John is fully supportive of the Drumrah initiative.
All for raising funds for the prostate cancer research, something that we've looked into seriously after obviously my late father passing there, but it's all these fun events bringing people together and raising money for it and awareness, so can't get any better.
And for Drumrah Sarsfields, well, the work is already underway.
An awful lot of work done and what they've done and setting it up to date now, but the work really starts now. It's getting the teams now in and entered and organising them and grading all the teams. But the work starts now, and in the next 2 months, like, there's going to be an awful lot of work and an awful lot of people needed to knuckle down now and get it done.
And if you're interested in the Clash of the Clans, there's more details on www.drumrahgfc.net.